Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. See him, come on, clap your hands for the Lord. What a blessing to be here tonight. We give God the glory. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Is somebody clapping? Can you add a shout of celebration to it? Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted. Spirits to you. 24 days already into our 30-day journey of faith. I pray in the name of Jesus, asking you for your hand of blessing to the woman and to the man, to the family that are believing you for a supernatural turnaround, a miraculous visitation. I pray in the name of Jesus that your goodness will be the portion of your people. We rebuke every demonic presence. Let Christ be revealed tonight. Let your glory be exhibited among your people. Have your way. Smile on your inheritance. Silence every noise in the destinies of your own people. In Jesus' precious name. If you leave us, we will speak human ideologies. And therefore, feel us, precious spirit, and have your way. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Are you clapping? You may be seated in the presence of God. Let me bring greetings and salutations to my fathers, Papa Steve and Stanley, my mothers, Mama Jane and Martha. I salute them greatly for the love and opportunity granted us. We never take this opportunity for granted. This is one of the altars that controls the gates of this nation. Therefore, to come here, who wouldn't want to come here? It's a great privilege and honor. Anybody who is invited to this place definitely will feel the pressure because of the excellent standard that have been set for or the niche that have been carved for this great house. And so we give God the glory for their lives and their august leadership in this end time in our country and what they do for the Lord. Can I hear a good amen? Let's clap like they are here. Let's clap like they are here. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know, smart sinana. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. I want to salute my reverend and your dear wife. Thank you so much for the honor and opportunity. I'm grateful. Reverend Elijah, thank you, sir. All protocol observed among the Association of Pastors of this great house. We give God the glory. Can I hear a good amen? I will want to thank God for all the forerunners that have gone ahead of me, great prophets. Can you put the poster on so I can acknowledge them all respectfully? I want to thank God for, I'm just doing it spontaneously. So Archbishop Elisha Salifu Amuakon, the Lord bless him. Prophet Dr. Ajuman Prempe, the Lord bless him. I can see Bishop Samuwusu, the Lord bless him. I can see Apostle Taylor, yeah, God bless you. I can see Apostle B.B. Frederick, the Lord bless you. I can see Prophet Samuel Addison, the Lord bless you. I can see Prophet Alex Owusu, the Lord bless you. I can see Prophet Jenkins, the Lord bless you. And I can see Prophet Bernard L. Bernard, may the Lord bless you. And of course, I can see my father. Hallelujah. Praise God. The church will be blind without prophets. The prophetic ministry is a unique ministry that God has blessed the church with. When we were children, if there was a theft, they will go for inquisition. And idol worshippers were able to determine who took that which was stolen. If a akomfuo, fetish, witch doctors can be able to do that, prophets should do better. They should do better. In other words, if somebody is looking for the mind of the Lord, the intention of the Lord, we should be able to look for a prophet of God that can be able to speak accurately the mind of God to us. And so I will repeat what I said. The church without prophets will be a blind organism. Without direction, without focus, and without, you know, any kind of precision where we are going. And so, I will want you to understand that it is a unique ministry. Secondly, there is no country in the world that have been enormously blessed like Ghana with prophets. No country. This is not arguably. You can mention that country to me. Not Nigeria, not South Africa, not America, not the United Kingdom. Ghana is enormously blessed. We have people who could be able to delve into the realm of the spirit and into the mind of the Lord and determine prophetically what God has for his people. God. And so, you know, from the north of the country to the south of the country, from the, you know, west to the east, you can have, I went to a part in Koforidia the other day and there was this very old woman that could easily tell the mind of God. She is not involved in so many things. She doesn't watch the news. She doesn't read newspapers. She doesn't watch television. She's a praying woman. She just lives in her prayer room, comes, you know, sometimes and eat and then just go back. Just that. If she sees you, she can tell you that decision is a wrong decision. Just like that. And she doesn't need anything from you. Just tell the mind of God and just walk away. She doesn't need anything from you. She just speaks the mind of God. That's all. There is a particular church, great ministry in this country. When they are about to elect a chairman, they go to that woman and present a list of names. And said, so these are the names we are praying about. So pray with us. Normally, The name the woman will mention after the voting comes out or turns out to be the person that they will elect. So prophetic. I'm not talking about just the class of my age and people like that. No. I'm talking about also people with ancient oil who carries grace, speak the mind of God. I'm not talking about this stuff. I'm talking about the mind of God. You know, the prophetic ministry comes in. Since it's the prophetic word, allow me to present to you, you know, just some few concepts. And then based on that, we can be able to delve into the heart and the mind of the Lord. Can I have a good amen? The prophetic ministry has a paradigm. It has a dimension. It has a spectrum. It has levels. And it has administrations. And so, you know, when you meet a prophet of God, you will just say, this is a prophet of God. But actually, not every prophet is the same. We have different dimensions of prophet. At least, you know, encountering all these men of God that have come through, you can be able to tell that they are different administrations and different dimensions. Everybody have their own flair. Everybody has their own approach. Everybody has their own office and administration. Everybody even have their line of prophecies. Somebody can prophesy on you and you will be wealthy. Somebody can prophesy on you and you can be pregnant. Somebody can prophesy on you and you can be, you know, you will meet your husband the next morning and you will be shocked. There are different administrations that goes with it. And so when, you know, when you pick up carefully on what I'm presenting to you, when you come to the paradigm of prophet, number one, we have personal prophets. When you read Judges chapter number 17, from the verse number 1, the Bible talks about a Levite that was consecrated and made a prophet. When you get to verse number 12, the Bible said he became a personal prophet to the man Micaiah, who invited that particular prophet to his home. So we have personal prophets. A man or a woman can have a prophet that is just stuck to that person. If they are going, I know ministers of state who have prophets in their houses. Yeah, they pray from morning till evening, and all they are doing, you know, concerning decisions they want to make, they can say, Papa, this one, the Lord has not ordered this one. That one, we have personal prophets. Then you go further, and then you will meet territorial prophets. Those prophets, interestingly, are prophets who have an assignment on a nation or a territory or a people. You can have somebody like Papa Benson Idahosa that God gave Nigeria to. You know, one time there was a crisis in Nigeria. He stood at the stadium and said, Father, Nigeria is in crisis, but you can stay in heaven. I will handle it. People who have power over a territory. They can speak to a territory. Like my late father, Francis Akwesia Mwako, I believe that God made him a territorial or a national prophet, even though he was not acknowledged as such. But everything he spoke concerning this nation came to pass. He won this nation with vigor. Possibly at that time, if Kofi Odro was to be doing the job he did, possibly I wouldn't have lasted like he did. Because at that time, you couldn't do the things that I'm doing. And so special graces are given for special administrations of the prophetic. Then we have, that is, you know, predominantly most of our prophets in Ghana are congregational prophets. Yeah, congregational prophets. Prophets commissioned over a congregation. They speak the mind of God to God's people. Then we have the last category or paradigm of prophets. Those are prophets of eschatology or end time prophets who warn you concerning things to come. In other words, prophecy, don't limit prophecy to only, my dear, your name is this and your name is that. You live at this place and all that. I am in your room, and don't limit it to that. Prophecy can also be careful. That can also be prophecy. Yeah. oftentimes people don't want eschatological prophets. I know what I'm doing tonight. You may not like it. I may not excite you, you know, because I realize that we are tuned to a particular line. All of us, I'm included. We are tuned to a particular line. So the moment God rebukes us and corrects us, we don't like it. Yeah, we don't like it. We don't like it. But prophecy is not only to edify, it is also to rebuke. Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. The Bible says something profound in God's word. When you get to verse number 2, the Bible said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. The Bible said, reprove, rebuke, exalt with all long suffering and doctrine. For a time will come when men will not adhere to sound doctrine. The reason is because there is too much entertainment in the house of God. And because of the entertainment, my darling, we are not being in tune sharply and accurately to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you can't clap. I know you won't clap. It's fine. It's all right. It's fine. That is why when he was speaking, you know, clearly in Hebrews chapter number 12, he was making a submission that do not despise the chastening of the Lord, because the people that God loves, he corrects. I don't think that fasting and prayer is only to be asking God petitions only. I believe also that fasting and prayer is for renewal, is for devotion, is for God to bring us. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sound like, can you push me up just a little bit? I also believe, you know, that fasting and prayer is for God to stir us again, anoint us again, empower us again. I believe that fasting and prayer is for also for us to repent and come in alignment to the Spirit of the living God. There is one scripture that introduces different dimensions of the prophetic ministry, and it's Luke chapter number 1, verse number 76 up to verse number 80. Allow me to read this to you. The Bible said, and thou shalt be called the prophet of the highest. Prophet. That word prophet was first mentioned in the Bible in Genesis chapter 20 verse 7. And it was referred to Abraham. God said, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet and he will pray for you. But Abraham never prophesied. There is nowhere that Abraham said, I see you becoming this. But God called him the first prophet. So could it be that what we see is absolutely different from what God is seeing? And that is why sometimes you don't have to be discouraged, because you feel sometimes that maybe actually things are delaying, things should move a little faster. But in the spectacle of God, everything is in order. Yeah. Everything is in order. I come to a realization that there are realms for the prophetic ministry. The prophetic ministry begins with an atmosphere. Yeah, Balaam's donkey was in an atmosphere. I thought he said animals don't have spirits. So how come the Holy Spirit came upon the donkey to prophesy? Simple. Very simple. The donkey was placed in a prophetic atmosphere, just like the fish or the whale that swallowed Jonah was placed in an atmosphere. The Bible said, and when God said, swim and vomit him after 3 days at the place of assignment, exactly that happened. The fish could hear God because it was in an atmosphere. In a prophetic atmosphere, even if you are not called out as Reverend Mike, A, B, C, and D, the fact that you have entered the atmosphere, there shall be a performance. Reason you have come into a prophetic atmosphere. There is a tendency for people to think, how come the Lord is not spotting me? You are in his presence, so how do you want him to spot you? You are already in his presence. Let's welcome my Father. Let's welcome my... Are you clapping? Hey. Papa, welcome back home. I salute you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oftentimes, what we are referring to is that we did not spot the prophetic attention of the prophet. But for the Holy Spirit, he already knows you. You are already in a prophetic atmosphere. And so do not feel bad that we've been going for 24 days and they called this person and they have called this person and they have not yet called me. Is it because God is not hearing my prayer? No! You are already in his presence. And it's in his presence, his fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures. Say a good amen. The next thing that follows, you know, in the realms of the prophetic goes like after the atmosphere, there is a prophetic mantle. What Elisha received was a mantle, something originally he didn't labor for, something just slapped on him. The Lord just catapulted, threw the thing on him, and instantly the grace and the move of God started to function on him. Let's say there is a great man of God that operates with God, because it takes God 18 to 25 years to raise a true general. The Lord has risen a general in the realm and used him mightily, and his days are extinct or expired, and that person is about to exit and go home to be with the Lord. Somebody can receive his mantle without laboring as he has labored. It will just fall on you. The next dimension is when we read 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, the Bible talks about, you know, there is a prophetic gift. When we come together, the gift of prophecy can come upon somebody and the person can determine, I, the Lord, I am in your midst. I encourage you. I will be with you, guide you. That is a gift of prophecy. According to the book of Corinthians, the first book of Corinthians, chapter number 12, when you read downwards, you see that. Then there is the office of prophet. Ephesians chapter 4. The Bible said he gave some to be, you know, apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be teachers, and some to be pastors. In verse number 12 of Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible said, for the edifying of the church, for the work of the ministry, yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, he said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. In order for not somebody to feel so desperate that I want to go to the idol worshippers and to the shrines, God will raise people in his house to bring a word accurately, accurate for you to know the Lord is speaking. God is a prophetic office. When a person stands in a prophetic office, whether he has prayed in the morning or not, whether he has fasted or not, whether he is in the spirit or not, he can look at you and prophesy to you, and the prophecy will never skip but surely come to pass. So in the eyes of God in the Old Testament, the Bible said a prophet is he that speaks and it comes to pass. That is the attestment, or that is the authenticity, the veracity of a prophetic word. A prophet is he that speaks and it comes to pass. So the word has been delivered according to the time speculated or the time stipulated. The word must come to pass. Can I hear a good amen? Ahayidi. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Apart from a prophetic mantle, and a prophetic gift, it goes downwards. And when it comes to the dimensions of prophecy, I come to a realization. God can meet you. Your situation can be a very worse situation. And the Spirit of God will bring you a word totally different or totally divergent from your situation. The Lord meets Moses' mother. And Moses' mother is trying to hide her son from the sword of Pharaoh. And whilst she is trying to do that, the Lord says, I will help you. This is the prophetic word. Put your son in a basket and put a Levitical cloth around the boy. Close the basket. Put it upon the surface of the river and allow your daughter to follow it. This is funny talk. Because everybody knows in this place that by the laws of gravity, my darling, you don't put a basket on the face of a river. Especially when it has some weight in it. Prophecy is such that before you can receive a prophetic word, first thing, prophetic faith, you have to believe what we are saying. Because oftentimes, the things we are saying don't make any sense. Cognitively, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Like you just meet somebody who doesn't even have a passport and said, the Lord says in 1 week you are traveling to America. But I bet you will say, Sini. If God is speaking, I bet you will say, Sini. It surely will come to pass. I mean, I have come to a realization that tonight in this place, I'm using the opportunity to, you know, present now the prophetic word. Listen to this. So many prophecies come to church. Very accurate. You are a woman. You are a woman. Your name is Abba. Your name is Abba. You are, you know, a flight attendant. You are a flight attendant. You know, you are in a protocol team. You are in protocol. Accurate. But it doesn't come to pass. Let me tell you, there are so many prophecies hanging on our heads as we are sitting here right now. And I want to ask, why? Why? The prophecy is accurate. Revelation is deep. The mind of God has been declared. In other words, at least, maybe the prophet has finished his assignment. But the word doesn't come to pass. Oh, there are a couple of them in the Bible. The exodus of the children of Israel. It delayed 30 or 40 years, 30 years. The prophecy of Jeremiah. He said 70 years, they stayed longer. Why? The Bible said in every game, the players, if they don't play the game according to the rules, they do not win. That means that every game has rules. I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 5. I think so. In every game, there are rules. He that contended in a race cannot win except he runs according to the rules. The fact that we are under grace doesn't mean you live anyhow. I am going to go deeper. I know you won't clap. You won't be excited. You may not even like this message. Fasting and prayer, that is where we repent. Honestly repent. No sheets. Remove the sheets. The Lord knows you. I'm telling you. What the preacher or the prophet cannot see, God knows it. Oh God, I wish I can explain. God knows it. As a matter of fact, let me say, when look at all my brothers who came here to minister, all the forerunners who have come ahead of me, I give God the glory for their lives respectfully. Listen to what I want to say. This is so amazing. Despite the power you saw, demonstration of power, ministration, and all that, still, every human being is limited, including the prophet. Very limited. Very, very limited. I was preaching at our brother from Samson Ano. I was preaching at his funeral. Apostle Jimmy Mackin said, Kofi, because he's my son, I can't do this. So let me ask you to do this. So Apostle Jimmy Mackin sitting next to me, he said, preaching his funeral. I met a lot of great people around. Uncle Arturo, Reverend Mary Gunza, because Sam is a musician. A lot of musicians that came around. A lot of preachers, prophets from Church of Pentecost and many other ministries came there. And I stood at the pulpit, tears flowed down my eyes. The first thing that came out of my mouth is that if we are not limited, let's raise him up. You are limited. Every prophet is like a watchman. A bounded warehouse. He has the keys. But the warehouse and its goods does not belong to him. He is the steward. Then the owner, who is God, will give the instruction. There is on the left side of the warehouse 5 boxes of gold. It belongs to Reverend Elijah. Make sure it's delivered tomorrow morning. The job of the prophet is to go and open the warehouse and collect those boxes and make sure it is delivered. That is the job of the prophet. Therefore, every prophet, if you understand it this way, you will humble yourself because you don't deserve the opportunity to even carry that key in your hands. So the point is this. I will drop it quickly and then we are through. The point is this. The church we have now in my time is a rotten church. We look very nice. We pray very nice. We sing very nice. But our heart is corrupt. I am not joking here. Oh God, have mercy. These people may not like this message tonight, but your mind must be declared. There are 2 people sitting in church and they hate each other with passion. How can prophecy come to pass concerning those people? I want to ask, how? It is like throwing seeds on a carpet and expecting it to germinate. There is no way it will germinate. When there is adultery to this place in the house of God and we cover it with tongue speaking, limadaka virohaya, when cohabitation is at the peak, I'm telling you, fasting and prayer is the time to repent. Let your worship bring your heart to the altar for repentance. Repent and make it right with God. Oh, I know you won't like this. This is why we don't see any miracles in church again. This is why people now will have to fabricate miracles. Look at how we pray as a nation and the results we get. Something is wrong. Hey, those days, when I listened to my fathers, what made me draw close to them? Integrity, purity, holiness. This is what drew me to them when we were under the canopy shed or before we built this place. At the time, we hadn't started Alabaster. And so every Sunday, we are in church. Every Sunday, we are in church. We listen to their preaching, myself and my wife. We listen to their preaching. And our children join us later. And when we listen to their manner of faith, their manner of commitment, it was not this and that. They were ready to serve God in spirit and in truth. I believe that is one of the reasons that also drew you to them. We wanted to know their God. These days, the guy is a good preacher. He can prophesy. But oye jamai. Mumpe preacher, minim se wumpe. Entim ebe tie tia. Because I need tia. I know. Sir, aha, me ma help you. People sitting in church and you have rented a room for another woman and your wife does not know and you are receiving prophecy Something is wrong. I have a July. As I'm speaking to you, Kwasiyewo na Ghana ha yewu. 24 near the nifun kan cannabis yo. And then they said, you know, Nyamia tonsa friend mamun so or baby papa wanna catch it out. Nyamia tonsa friends who made the woman went to any a woman praprama. You was what do you had the repent and devote your heart unto God. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 58, the fast that I, God, have prescribed is the fast that you will deal with the poor and the vulnerable, the widow and the orphan. And when you have done that, that your hands will be clean and your heart will be pure. And anything you will ask, your son will break forth as the noonday. I will do everything and accomplish everything concerning you. A woman does not respect her husband, and she is in prayer warriors. It's noise in the eyes and in the ears of God. It's noise. It's no. Oh, I said, half an Amazon book of our friend. All the same mood. It's noise. People are sitting in church with pornography on their phone. I saw it there. Now we're being challenge the chick me out. That chick me out. Now me catch the new baby say, "Moi Sharia also on tears here, say." Oh dear! A husband and a wife are driving to fasting and prayer. And they don't talk. And you are ready to talk to God. You can't see God. You are ready to talk to him. You are seeing your wife. You are living with a woman and you don't talk to a woman. And you are WhatsApping other people. Winnie, how are you? Cousin, what pant are you wearing? Because I know they wear pant. This is on your phone. Now you see a break, because I break. I'm telling you, this is why diabetes is with us. High blood pressure is with us. Glaucoma is with us. Cardiovascular disorders are with us. And we can't get them cured because the heart is not right. How is it? So this is the prophecy. Thus saith the Lord, amend your ways. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse number 3 and verse number 4-5. Amend your ways. Turn from your wicked ways, and I will receive you. The beauty, amend your ways. Amend your ways. Go to verse number 4. Very interesting verse. Look at verse number 4. The Bible said, trust ye not in lying words. That we are Christians. We are the temple of God. Verse number 5. Interesting verse. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, wafobia sa asete ha, esi ebreki se etayi. How can a miracle come to God's people then? Huh? Ubiba wa te wenchen. Wutiti abo frame abo friend tinkase wa ye janka. Come on! and we want miracles, come on, sweetie, amend your ways. Amend your ways. One church, the way bitterness has taken our hearts, unforgiveness. This past Father's Day, many people could not reach their fathers because they have been embittered against their fathers over many years. Listen to what Jesus said. If you come to the temple to offer your sacrifice and you remember that you have something against your neighbor, leave it aside. Go home and reconcile. And then when you finish, come back and drop the seed on the altar. In other words, if the seed comes directly to the altar, it is not accepted. It is not accepted. I tell people, obi kunu ne meska we de beto abodi no. San be fa sika ko. Injiranisu. There is no blessing on that. Oh, minimum someone pay preaching, no. I have boldly told our church, I said, never bring me a seed when your mother is hungry. Never. Never bring me a seed when your mother is hungry. When your father is naked and you can't clothe your own father, never bring me a seed. Insurance needs seed in this. People see me and go, Papa, Papa, may the Lord bless you. You call your pastor Papa, you call your husband, hey, ya, bra, bra, ya. I better know your lie. Don't want COVID to TV and say, Doom TV off! That's why we Doom TV off. Our prayer will be simple tonight. Lord, we rededicate our hearts to you. Every fasting in the Bible, from the days of Moses to the days of Joshua and so on, Elijah and all the way to the days of the judges to the kings and all that, every fasting begins with repentance. Every fasting, the Bible will say, tell the people to consecrate or sanctify themselves in 3 days. I will visit them. So before the visitation, there is preparation. Those of us who went to the Presbyterian church, before communion, we have a preparatory service. We call it Enkasaho. You go and prepare your heart towards that. I'm seriously telling you. So there are certain prophets that can tell you amazing, amazing stuff. There are others like John the Baptist. The things they will say will cost their head. The things they will say will cost their... But if you can take what they are saying, these are the words the church needs. I'm going to ask you, when I'm coming, and I see this all the time on Sundays, beautiful cars, you know, fleet of lovely vehicles, Range Rovers, Mercedes, Land Cruisers, you know, and all that, Toyotas, Nissans, Lexus, and all that. Nice cars. It's nice. It's good. I mean, nobody will choose poverty over prosperity. That quest, it is God that put it in your heart. Yeah, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, till the earth, you know, make it bad and subdue it. It is the Lord that put that mandate. But my point is, Jesus saying in Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 26, if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul, what profit is in that? No, seriously, what profit is in that? We have a building sitting here right now, and that building belonged to our grandmother, and the building is empty. Nobody lives there. Nobody lives there. We don't want to rent it out. It's sitting doing nothing because the people who own the building are gone. I will tell you something. The Bible said a thing, the beginning of a thing does not matter. It is the end thereof. Anybody can start. Finishing well is something you have to desire. Finishing well. I know people who started as prophets of God. They died as lunatics. The end matters. The end matters. You love God, but do you love your wife? You love God, but do you love your husband? You love God, but do you love your children? This is the time to let the pain in your heart go and let the prophetic word come to pass. Let the prayers be on it. Forgive. Forgive. And this also is prophecy. Forgive. Fache. You can't hold it to death. Forgive. Let go. Let go. Uni nipatia. Nipa someone abete. So the Bible said, he that has many friends must show himself friendly. You can't get offended at the trivial trigger. Many Christians are too petty. Why not now? Any casa with phone? Why not WhatsApp? Why not friend? Why not text? Yes, sir. That is why so many of these relationships don't succeed. Yes, sir. If you are in a relationship with somebody, you are in. Try and give people space. Space. I wish we need pay, but sorry. Space. We need pay. Nyaya. Because someone. How many better again or China no pa? Space. Allow people space. Sometimes we have something we call me time. Me time. The fact that we are husband and wife, that sometimes there are me time. Papa, you know, who's been married for many years, understand what I'm saying. Sometimes you will just go and play golf. It's me time. It's just reflection. It's good for the mind. Sometimes you are constructing something, a concept, a synopsis. It's in your heart, you know. And sometimes when you are home, there is ambivalence and duplicity, too much noise and all that. That is why musicians, they write in the night. That is why great worshippers, when everybody is sleeping, then they are, you know, sitting in one place in the night, and sometimes just strings on the CD or whatever it is playing, and they can sit for hours just meditating. And then by the time they open their eyes, a full compilation have been dropped in their spirit. They will stand here and sing the song, and everybody will be slain under the power of God because they have received something deep. Listen, sit down and compare our gospel music to the hymns. Sit down, compare it to the hymns. Then you will realize that we lack the presence. We have gifted voice and all that. I was glued, you know, to certain concepts about worshippers. It was a forum, and I was just listening to the grievances and the pain of people who work in church and all that. And then I realized that, hey, people, and here maybe I am finding your worship. No. Something is there, let it go. Shake it off. Before you can attract the miraculous and the supernatural, shake it off. We have to be able to come to the place to be our brother's keeper. The jealousy is too much. The envy is too much. Church hatred is too much. Somebody has a Mercedes. Instead of us to sell, oh, okay, idiot. Yeah, you are dumb. Be happy for them, genuinely happy for them. No. Hallelujah. I finish the service and I say to you, make it right with God. Righteousness simply means right standing with God. Alignment. When a car is out of alignment, it destroys the tires. It doesn't drive well. It shakes the steering. You know, it destroys the tie hub. You know, there are something in the hub. It depletes them. It brings noise to the tie hub. It does too many crazy things because something small is out of alignment. Get in line. Get back in line. Get back. I mean, our first love is gone. To the point that, you know, one of the things that the prophetic ministry has done to, you know, the church, it has elevated us. Like I said, without the prophetic ministry, the church is blind. The prophetic ministry causes us to see. But when you make a very good analysis of the prophetic ministry in Ghana and you go into the errors and the mockery, one of the things that it has done to us, it has made a lot of people not to be prayerful. I'm telling you. Oh, because Papa be unuhu, so you know that kind of, you know, one of the things that attracted me to CM many years ago, no oil, no flame. No oil, no flame. Do you see the way Pastor Mike prays? You give the mic to Opa, must Pastor Mike in Lidi and for the next 3 hours and Bible be from. My God, everything that is coming, let it break. My God, my God. Well, we will say we empire. But this modern day generation, no. Mammy, Efra, Fumaba, Nami, Fidia, and Yi, Akrantia, Fidia, and Yi, and Yi, okay, and Yi, Chiwa, me bumpa, me bumpa, Lamana, Mana, 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 Mana. Now, when your notification, somebody has shared your page, hey, Kajo, Kajo, Mansua, share me page, hey, Unia, 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 Le Mana, 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 way, way, and Pibo, way, Emuha. And that is why I hear funny things like the pastor was having a contention with the people on the land. What kind of nonsense is this? No, seriously, what kind of nonsense is this? I'm a kelomo egbe pastor. Is that what you said? Have you forgotten that you are seated in Christ far above every principality? And have you forgotten that greater is he that is in you? That, oh God, defeated at the pastor. Sit down carefully. Go and sit down carefully and check the pastor's life. And then you will realize that you can't. Then adiebia ye betono ye become. I'm telling you, adiebia betono. And I'm looking. Sometimes I cry. Do you know the name of the Lord? The Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's sad. I'm done. Want to pray with you. Days where people, nobody is in your house, just you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment of the way, Lord, have your way in me. We've lost touch. Come back to your first love. We've lost touch. We've lost touch. The things that are competing for the attention of the church now is unbelievable. We've lost touch. You used to come to the altar on time, on worship in church. Someday you are at the altar, you will cry until worship is over. The moment you had the Range Rover Villa, what the altar here? Sani ema ni ema bi sani ma yehunye fime mi luvi tome mi tom force you to ime mfan nele nele kapete so sir. The days are gone. You are coming and I think, holy, holy God Almighty, it's a privilege in your car. He said, "Who back?" You know, we are saying, "One man, me, you, one man, me, who dear?" You know, we are saying, "Baby, him, you." In a Christian's car, that is the atmosphere. No wonder we cannot even give willingly. Willingly. Just look at you and say, you know, sow a seed, you will be the next Bill Gates. And then we bring the seed. But willingly from my heart, I want to sign a check of 10,000 and honor God for his goodness from January till now. In see. In see. In see. Before we give, we need to hear what is the package. Value for money. What is the package? Repent! Repent. We have become wealthy and we have become sophisticated and we are drifting away from our strength of conviction. What made us lifted our hands unto Jesus Christ and accepted him as our Lord and personal Savior? We are drifting away from it. And the song is playing and it's on repeat. More of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you. It's gone. It's gone. Again, you know. No, again, you know. That is not again, you know. And that is why, you know, the days when my father stands on a platform in Konongo and say hallelujah, every sick person that comes there at least will testify on the altar that when you are there, where is that power? Where is that power? It's not where is that power on a man of God. You've been in church for 15 years, 20 years. By now, you should receive an impartation. Where is that power? Yeah? When you have been in church for 20 years and you see, Papa, where am I? Something is wrong. Something is wrong. When Moses stayed with God 40 days, the glory, Kabod, Shekinah, Doxa came on him. To the point that Moses now needed a mayafi. Even that, the glory was piercing through the mayafi. And anybody that looks at him, the glory na sanino. Me person me bisa every Sunday in God's house with that encounter. That presence should follow you to your home, should follow you to your workplace. It should be in your, I go to, this is why I don't, we invite him a party, be a member. Wine party member. I come to parties. They play baby na waya mama fimo. Minya miye asidaya odia. Omu yue noa. Enu siya. Na. Ya anomo diensua tiegu. Na akilisu fona. He. Music is a spirit. There are two dominant spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. So I have a simple question. The music you listen to, which spirit is that? Answer. I mean, there are two dominant spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. There are no gray areas. To me, be sase, and you more with you, no spirit, man, no. Asa, udie, udru fia no ebua. We've lost touch with revival. By now, we should be laying hands on the sick. By now, abeigroni abeisamu because we're here now. We should be able to stop it one time. Say, unyanse uno no aha, nyamini pa aha, unyanse uno aha, unyanse uno no, unyanse we yesu dimo, mufi ango. Sharp. Nang masire yejuma. Maybe. Do you know we may not? Do you know that seriously we may not see this as prophetic? We may not see this as prophetic. Look at this, is my last scripture. Revelation chapter number 19, verse number 10. The Bible said the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. It will be ours. It's prophetic. It's prophetic. Prophetic. Very prophetic. This is what, you know, it is on this altar that the Lord exposed me. And so I don't joke with this altar. It was this altar that the Lord announced me. I don't joke with this altar. The message I preached on this altar that made the world to hear that Kofi Odrobi existed was teach them. And in that particular trailer, I said, when we are courting and we are in our courtship process, we don't cook for a man. We don't wash for a man. We do not sleep in a man's house. Let them know that church is not a place to come chase women. Let them know that church is not a place to come chase men. Let them know that church is not a place to snatch husbands. Teach them that you cannot sleep with girls and stand on this altar. Let them know that, you know, you cannot be in one church and promise Sister A, Sister B, Sister C, Sister D, I will marry all of you and sleep with all of them and still be in the same church. Teach them that you can't say, I am going to Kumasi and we find you as Senchi. That lies and liars will not make it to heaven. Teach them that God is a spirit and they that worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. No crap. Teach them. Then you will cry to God and he will open the heavens. Shall we be upstanding? There are so many revelations that I see tonight, but the urgent one is the one I will just say, and then we will pray and we will be on our way. My darling, the lady who led the worship, sweetie, can I tell you something brief? And, you know, God all over the world is raising an invigorated breed of people, an emergent generation prophetically. It is not only in church, everything, politics, the arts, business, entrepreneurship, everything. God is raising new masters. New masters. I want to just say something to this young lady. The spotlight of the Spirit and the grace of God have spotted you. As mommy came, it will not fall to the ground. Help her. Your voice will go to places where you will never go. A voice. The Lord will use you mightily. I'm not talking about just performance. That is one of the things. We are not able to amalgamate the performance with the presence. Yeah, the presence must go with the performance. The Lord is saying, anybody that will hear your voice, healing, miracles, visitation will happen. You will not have to touch anybody. You don't have to touch anybody. You know. The Spirit of the Lord will use you mightily. The Lord is telling me, in your closet, I will reveal mysteries. You will write mysteries. You will sing mysteries. The Christ will be a mystery in your mouth. You will be a trumpet in the mouth of the Lord. The Lord will use you mightily. Mightily. I see, you know, these equipments, all these things that are made ministry so very expensive. Lights, it has made ministry very, very, very expensive. Equipment, cameras, you know, sound, stage, and all that. I see you on an exalted stage. Yeah. You know, it will not just be singing in church. You know, I see your work on former CDs and MP3s and and it's spreading like wildfire. There is a group of angels on the altar with a trumpet, and anytime they sound the trumpet, I hear the name Makafui. Anytime they sound the trumpet, and they've been doing it for some time now, there's somebody in this building by the name Makafui. Run to me. Let me tell you something simple. The Holy Spirit is speaking to me prophetically. You know, the main thing for tonight is devotion. Devote your heart to the Lord. But the Lord is speaking to me something profound. Sweetie, where is your husband? Yeah. He's in the house. I want to say something to you corporately. Let me pray for the lady first, and then we will start praying. It's brief. I'm done. Hallelujah. Can I have a little ointment? Just a little. Just a little. Just. She just released an album. Sir? Wow. I don't know why I'm here. What is God will? God will. Her name. We. Me, mommy, sister, Eurei, or the God will. God will to me a D. Hey! Abaima! And you name me Kaiwu. No, because there are 32 of you, your kind, in this country. 32. 32 of your kind. You what we be chini we are seeing now. You what we be chini we are seeing now. The Lord will use you mightily all over the world. You will fly planes. You will go to places you never imagine. Help her. You will. Can I have protocol, ladies? Come and help. You will sit with people you never imagine. You will be with one day. You will sit with them around a table. 32 of your kind. I'm not joking. The Lord will use this wonderful woman mightily. The strange thing will be the miracles in your meetings. The Lord will visit you, use you powerfully, amazingly. What God will guide you is He will protect the grace. You will last. You will. That is one thing that many gospel musicians lack. They don't last. you will last. You will be on top of the game. Yeah, you will be on top of the game for a long time. Stretch your two hands on this blessed lady. And Father, as we release the ointment, Holy Ghost, my God, I'm hearing something. I'm hearing something. Jesus. You know, there are reasons why certain people are born, nurtured, and raised in a particular apostolic house. They have a particular covering on their lives. Many people are carried away when the wealth starts. And the Lord is telling me, you are planted. Ohima, you'll be too great, but don't let the greatness uproot you. Because the roots determines your longevity. Without longevity, you are extinct. Sheyen went to and free here. It doesn't matter where you travel to, how far you go, how far you fly. The covering on you is a peculiar covering. Very peculiar. Very, very peculiar. I don't joke with this August house. What I do is very dangerous. The things that I say are very dangerous. Somebody asked me a question. Don't you receive threats? I said, I have never received one. A covering on this house? I don't joke with this house. Maybe Mumu Wahenti, you don't see it. But I don't joke with this altar. Covering, 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 covering. People can be trailing me, trailing me, trailing me. By the time we get to the roundabout, then of our head, covering, covering. It's so sad that, you know, sometimes when you are in a great church, you take it for granted until Okobebi ni bua ne di mirika babeka. Yes, I have be a papa. Yay, Rich Junction here. Sorry, be well. You got it. Rich Junction here. A man in Memena. Eh, Muramata, eh, Muramata, eh, Jesaponikita. What are they doing? They are casting demons out. Hey, Ghana, dear Madru, no, no. Dear Madru, no. Kumasi, they gave them a boy, I say, a quanchamonia boy, be on your bone conwa. If it's a woman, me woo, when we see a noa boy. Huh? Frisa Oma me wo una ke ahuo teda. Have you seen stones? Noa, noa, ogas noa kaga grano fa noa. Noa. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Father, I honor you for the privilege to bring a profound prophetic word to your daughter. Her season is now. Her season is now. Her season is now. The Lord is telling me that you are about to... Somebody has just listened to your song. And that person is a prophetic helper. No strings attached. No strings attached. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me that this person is going to pay for you to go to the next level of exposure. No strings attached. No strings attached. No strings attached. You will go to the next level. You wouldn't have to pay for anything. Somebody will pay for your charisma, your calling, your mandate. They will pay all the expenditure, promotion, programs, and all that. Oh, Opa Bon Semfri said, sister, we very soon. Obon National Theater, I'll be two ticket. Obon Conference Center, I'll be two ticket. One, two, three. You know, because we have arranged the chairs based on social distancing. One, two, three. To the back. Is there anybody by the name Solomon? One, two, three. are to the back. Solomon. Sure? Sure. You are on the first line. You said you are Solomon? Sure, sure, Solomon. Bra. Bra mankasa. Which of your, whether your mother or father is a Fanti? Really? What I am hearing is people are speaking Fanti and they are discussing about a concept. It's a concept. Now, baby, I'm a wano. It is like they buried something. And so angels of God are just excavated what they have buried. Apparently, it is a chest and it's full of gold bars. The Holy Spirit is telling me that he has given you so many ideas, but you are struggling with these ideas. You know, I see this gentleman driving a car. The car I see is whitish. And the Lord is telling me prophetically to tell this gentleman, what I am saying should have happened 7 years ago. It's a technological idea. You know these ideas? I met a young man in Brixton when I was living in London. He had a little app. And Yahoo bought the app. They bought it for £40 million. That's a small something. But the thing does crazy stuff. The Lord is telling me to tell you, Adia maybe catch the we will never delay again. You are going to, my God, help me. And there is somebody next to you. What I am talking about, it has to do with cash. You hear sika, adia kisika bibri. Unya kakrebia, brother, we sika will be jilino. Chief. Please, I'm a man who is Cassada. A simple number catch. God has given you something. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me to tell this gentleman within 18 months, beginning from tonight, something will open up. Struggle will be done. I hear people speaking Fanti, and the Fanti people were discussing that, yes, we buried this thing forever. But the Lord is telling me, never. After tonight, it is no more buried. Let me tell you something. What you are doing now is just for survival. What I am talking about as the Lord is speaking, when it starts, you will be dazed. You have never seen anything like that. Stretch your two hands and Father, your word cannot lie. If you can pick up your son, then you can manifest the word. Glorify him. I anoint him in the name of Jesus. Receive a release, a prophetic release in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Let's pray for the lady. No strings attached. A prophetic helper. Is really receive the glory. Hey! It's on you in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. I want to ask all of you before we close tonight, if you want to come to the altar, you can come to the altar. We want to ask the Lord that we devote our whole self to you. We come back to our first love. Fasting and prayer, this is what it starts with. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not from your presence. Take not your spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Renew an excellent spirit within me. This is what it is. But tonight, when we pray about these, the glory and the grace of God. We'll remove every obstacle that is impeding the prophetic word. Oh, many people have received too many prophecies and they're still hungry. May the Lord cause and stir manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus. City, I'm going to pray for you. Please don't go. Hallelujah. And I want us to sing that same song. Give me just 10.
It's my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Lord, I worship you, and all I have within me, I give you praise. I give you praise, and all that I adore, I adore, is in you.
It's in you.
Oh,
dedicate our hearts to the Lord. We want to devote ourselves to the things of God, to the Holy Spirit, to the word of the Lord, to the presence of God. In this fasting and prayer, tell the Lord, renew me, refresh me, renew my strength, rekindle me again, stir me again. Let my love for you awaken it, O God. I want to serve you in spirit and in truth. I want to be serious with you. I want to be serious with you. Anything that is an impediment, habits, I'm telling you, kokobone has denied too many people. The breakthrough is this day, and you get angry and you leave, and everything goes down. Habits, temper. Make the grace of God put us in a right composition. Help us, Lord. Bring us to alignment. Bring us to our first love. May we come to the place of genuine repentance. Yeah, genuine repentance, not just this mouth talk. No. Genuine repentance. Anything that does not please you, please, to every home. To every home. Anything that is drawing, robbing our attention, God, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, we are in your hands as clay. Mold us. Shape us. Draw us deeper. We want to know your mind. We give you thanks and glory. In Jesus' name. I am praying for Makafui. I see herself and a group of people, including a gentleman in a vehicle. Bless you, man of God. And I see God delivering that vehicle from a cataclysmic accident. The reason why I told you that the prophetic is the eye of the church. BBBC. Now on Krum Krum and Nyanj. But if it is not in his will, God has 22 ways by Bible prescriptions by which he communicates to people. He would definitely reveal to redeem. I declare that you are redeemed from every attack of the enemy. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You will not die. You will live. You will prosper and declare the works of God. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Pick up an offering. There is an offering envelope or case on your seat. Pick it up and let's pray. I declare over your finances. I declare over your enterprise. You will never lack. You will never run dry. And the goodness of God and the grace of God abound towards you. You can come and engage the altar. Say, thank you, help us. Papa, thank you for the honor. I'm grateful.
So. Say oh, and so me more, more in ye now, more shall see. Me in the home, me shall be born next year.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.